Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Pekudei, Accounts of Week 23, Second Aliyah. They made as the Lord commanded Moses, as the Lord commanded Moses, as the Lord commanded Moses. Exodus 39, verses 4a, 5b, 7b, and 21b. Can there be any conflict between the Spirit and Moshe? Bezalel and his men were full of the Eternal Spirit. This fullness not only gave them the ability to design and work with the materials for the tabernacle, but also caused them to remain faithful to the revelation that the Eternal had given Moshe Rabbeinu. The Eternal Spirit can't contradict itself. What the Eternal told Moshe to do matched exactly with what the Almighty Spirit was inspiring Bezalel and his men to do in a practical way. The same principle is valid today. A person full of the Spirit won't ever be able to contradict what the Eternal told Moshe. If a person comes and says that the Spirit has told him something that contradicts Moshe's writing, or that attempts to change or add something to the commandments of the Torah, then he or she is a false prophet. The Spirit can't contradict itself. What it spoke to Moshe can't be contradicted by anyone else later on, even if thousands of years have passed. Be very careful with spirits that say that Moshe's law is old-fashioned. They are deceiving spirits that don't come from heaven. A person that is full of the Spirit does what the Eternal has commanded Moshe. May the Eternal fill us with His Spirit to fully follow the Torah of Moshe. Shalom.